When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game. Headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
My first guest tonight is an Emmy Award-winning writer and actor. She's also the star and creator of ABC's Abbott Elementary.
Yeah, you're gonna need a lot more than one cart of books to beat my kids.
Yes, I'm well aware of that. This is my third trip back from the library this morning.
How are you doing that?
Well, I didn't want to reveal my secret earlier, but I figured out how to fit 2 weeks of math lessons into next week, which means this week, my kids can devote their time to reading and beating your class. Behold, our reading wonderland. Figured if I come for the queen, then I best not miss.
Please welcome to The Late Show, Quinta Brunson. Nice to have you on here.
It's so nice to be here.
Happy 2023.
Happy freaking 2023. Happy New Year, everybody.
That's right.
Happy New Year.
Now, I don't... Listen, are you ready for a new year? Because 2022 was pretty good. To Quinta Brunson, you won an Emmy.
Yes.
You were one of Time's 100 most influential people.
Yes.
Okay? A lot of responsibility.
I know.
One of People Magazine's People of the Year. Mm-hmm. What do you feel like a need to... One up this
that?
Year, or are you just gonna let it ride?
Opposite. I want to one down it. I want to go. I want to rest. Last year was such an incredible year for not only me but my cast members, my production, my show, my family, my friends, and I love sleep. Today I slept before I came here.
Oh.
I took a nap.
Oh.
And
are you normally a napper?
No.
You're not normally a napper.
No, I'm not normally a napper, and I did one today. I did a nap, and I did it for 30 minutes, and then I woke up, and I was recharged and renewed. So I kind of want to get into naps this year. That's my goal. See what naps can do.
I'm a huge fan.
You take naps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a recommendation. Are you in a relationship with anyone? Not that it's any of my business.
Married. Why are you interested?
No.
Are you married?
No, it's that I married into a family that doesn't nap.
They don't nap.
And it's difficult because if you nap, they're like, are you sick? I'm like, no, I'm napping.
I'm napping. Well, I'm learning that. I used to think if you nap, then you were a wuss or a loser. But now I'm learning that, you know, you can nap and still be a winner.
So. No, you're recharging for the next battle is what it is.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, star and creator of Abbott Elementary, which, as I said, here you go. Here you are winning.
That's me.
There you are, winning the Emmy for that.
Yes.
And now you also write on the show, right?
Yeah, I'm in the writer's room.
Writer's room, and you star on the show.
And I star on the
show. Does the star of the show ever look at the writer, Quinta Brunson's script, and go, she's got to do better than this?
You know what? Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Because it's two different hats, man.
And then also, I'm also a producer on the show, so it's three different brains.
Wow.
So producer me is upset at... writer me for not being in the writer's room this week, and then producer me is also upset at actor me for having so many drinks on New Year's because it's going to show up in my face on camera when I get back to set.
Wow,
so,
producer
yeah.
you is really tough on the other
I
two
know.
Of you.
She's a bitch.
Mm-hmm. You grew up in Philly, right?
I grew up in Philly.
And the show's based there. That just,
yay,
just seemed like, you know...
People. Yay!
Go with what you know? Is that the idea? Like,
Yeah. I mean, the show was inspired by my mom was a public school teacher. And the yes.
spent so much time with her in the schools, just, I was in her class, and then from first to fifth grade, I went to the school where she taught, and then I was just in school more than normal people were in school. And my mom wasn't just a mom to me. She was a teacher, and she wasn't just a teacher to me. She was a fully formed person. So I think I got to see a little bit more of it. And then Philadelphia, I think, is one of the most special places in the world. I'm biased, but I think it's a special city with a lot of heart and a lot of love and a lot of crazy mascots that are ugly and make no sense. But I think that kind of, like, represents our city well. So I think a show in Philly, to me, seemed appealing because I felt you couldn't make that kind of school show anywhere else.
So your mom's a teacher.
Yeah.
Did young Quinta Brunson have to be a good student, or did she rebel?
Oh, yeah. I rebelled, I think, what happened? So I was good. I was really, really good up until around seventh grade. That's when it started to go downhill. It's because my sister started doing my hair. So I used to be a dweeb, a nerd, whatever you want to call it. And then my sister started perming my hair and giving me bobs, so I look like a little, I had a little bob. You know what a bob is?
I do know what a bob is.
Okay, so I had a little bob. And I was cute. And I had, like, a she's all that moment. And then, but really...
So then, like, school can wait? Because
so
she's all that.
Boys started liking me and stuff, and then I started... Yeah, that was trouble. And then I got back up.
Oh, good.
I was back on the up and up. And then ninth grade, what happened? Then I started cutting school. It was a whole story, but you know what? My grades never slipped, and I think that was the important part, you know? You can cut school and keep your grades up. That's what I wanna tell America.
It's a message of hope.
Yeah.
I cut school once. Not to make this about me, but I cut school
please.
Once because my mom was out of town, and I got her to write me a note.
Yeah.
Like I said, Stephen has permission to go to choir practice or whatever, and had her sign it with a permanent pen, but I used that erasable pen on the top. Then I erased what the note was about, and I put in, Stephen was sick yesterday, with my mom's signature underneath
that
it.
That is diabolical.
Isn't that diabolical?
Oh, my gosh.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
So I had that in my pocket.
Yeah.
No, and I was so bored.
You were bored.
Because no one else stayed home. It was just me.
Not me. I was turning up. I went home. I would walk around Philadelphia. Very historical city. I only learned that because I cut school. But I wouldn't have learned the history. That was
but if you stay in school, you learn about Philadelphia.
Learned.
You know?
I wouldn't have learned. There was an Underground Railroad stop in Philly. I learned that by cutting school. So, and then I went home and I watched the same two movies over and over, Drumline and Spider-Man. And I think they gave me a real love of the art of film, and I watched them over and over and over, and I wouldn't have been able to do that if I didn't cut school, so...
There it is.
Does that make sense? Did
yes.
that check out?
Yeah. 100%. We have to take a quick break. Be right back with more Quinta Brunson, everybody. Stick around.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, you're a Philly native,
yes.
You know, as we're saying. Abbott Elementary takes place there. I thought it would be fun if you could teach me a few Philly terms that I don't understand at all.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, boy.
I'm going to walk through what these things are. And
okay.
I guess I'll guess what they mean because I don't know, okay? So here's a Philly term, John.
Yes.
Is that a boy's name, John?
No, it is not a boy's name, but it can be a boy or a girl.
What's a John?
Or this desk, or this cup, or your glasses.
What
a
is John?
John is a person, place, thing, or idea. Some will call it a noun.
Use it in a sentence.
Yo, This joint crazy.
Anybody from Philly over there?
Yeah. Anybody from Philly?
Does that check out?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I see that beard.
Let's
He's
do this
from Philly.
One. Let's do this one.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Let's see. Mac machine.
So this one
is that a
breaks
computer?
My brain. No, a Mac machine is the same thing as an ATM. And I only found out recently that Mac machines are only in Philadelphia. So all my life, I've been calling ATMs Mac machines. And, you know, in LA where I live, and people look at me crazy, but I didn't know until recently, like last week, that Mac machines were not universal. And you've never heard of a Mac machine, have you?
Yo, this John's a Mac machine. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Technically, yeah.
Okay, wit out. That's what do you want? Whiz on your cheesesteak, right? Okay, I know that one.
That's pretty much.
I know that one.
Yeah, only about cheese.
Let's see here. Hoagie.
I love a hoagie.
Okay, that's a sub or a grinder.
It's a hoagie.
Okay. Ball. Ball.
Bull. Bull can also be spelled B-U-L, but bull, we can go with that.
Bull.
Bull. Bull is a guy.
Am I bull?
Sure.
Abbott Elementary airs Wednesdays on ABC. Not CBS. It's Quinter Brunson, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.